we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and it has been a little bit of a cooler week this week with all of the temperatures down into the 40s and the 50s, and a little bit of the rain at the earliest, or at the beginning of the week there. But it's great that it's not snow, and we're living here in Florida, so praise the Lord. We want to share an announcement. This was something that was given to me to share with you here that is coming up this weekend. You know, we're a ministry that is Merit Assembly of God, but God told me something a long, long time ago, probably close to 20 years ago, and he said, if you will focus on building my kingdom, I will focus on building the congregation. And so we have tried to do that, and, you know, last weekend was the community Christmas choir there, and we had several representatives in the choir and in the crowd there in the Home Depot Plaza for the tree lighting ceremony. But another event that is coming up on Merritt Island this coming weekend, Saturday night and even Sunday night. We have Sunday night service, so we won't be there for that. But this is a free event. It's put on by North Merritt Island United Methodist Church, 6355 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. And so it's tomorrow night and Sunday night, December 13th and 14th. It's on the church grounds, and it is a drive-through story of the birth of Jesus Christ. And so if you would like more information on that, you can call them at 452-7180. That's 452-7180, 452-7180. Or you could reach them at their website, www.nmiumc.org, North Merritt Island United Methodist Church.org, nmiumc.org. So anyway, that's coming up this weekend, and so we wanted to bring that attention to your attention. So with the cooler weather, if you've had some heating issues that have arisen and you need some help, we want to call your attention to two of our sponsors here, friends of the program. Bill Andreich at Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, 759-3284. Bill was actually one of them that was singing in the choir, the community Christmas choir over the last weekend. So Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. And also in the Rockledge area, Wyrick Air, and they go all over the county here. Wyrick Air, 632-9538, 632-9538. That's Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. So if you have issues with any of those situations in your home, call them and they will get you fixed up. Also, Jits Concrete, Greg, 536-5804. If you've got a project that you want done before Christmas, and you can call them, 536-5804. Tell them you heard about them on WMIE 91.5 FM. And then Advanced Christian Training Schools, a free video Bible school that meets at our campus. It's not a ministry of our church, but it does meet in our fellowship hall, 633-0432. You could reach Ted and Linda Empson, and they can give you more information about that. So this coming Sunday, December the 14th, we have another powerful service. Actually, we'll be debuting a change. This coming Sunday, we'll launch the 23rd year of our being a pastor. We came in 1992, And so we will begin our 23rd year of ministry as the pastors of Merit Assembly of God. We've got something new to debut. I'm going to be preaching a message this Sunday. It's not a Christmas message, but it's just a powerful message. It's why the church exists. And so if you could come and join us, the title of the message this Sunday is White Unto Harvest. And we would love for you to be out Sunday night. We are going to have a Christmas cookie and hot chocolate fellowship after our Sunday evening service. Our evening service starts at 6:30. And so if you would like to come, have a few Christmas cookies and eat and drink some hot chocolate, we'd like to invite you out for that. We're going to be having a powerful time in our service and then enjoying the fellowship with afterwards. And I just want to say this about our church. Our people are just so wonderful. They love hanging out together and love spending time with one another. Sometimes people come up and say, oh, I'm sorry, are we taking too long? And I said, no, you don't understand. When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, there wasn't a whole lot of people, but there wasn't much fellowship that went on. And so, you know, this is a great thing. You know, I can stay for quite a while fellowshipping with people. I am a people person, and so I like being around people. So this coming Sunday, I want to give a testimony about what God has done in our service here this last week. This last week we had two children that were baptized. That was exciting. We had a testimony about a health event, a crisis that took place in somebody's life. Earlier in the year, I shared about a situation that had taken place in another congregation where there was a heart attack, and yet after the test, they said there's no heart damage, and we cannot find any source as to why this heart attack occurred. You don't have any blockage. You don't have any high blood pressure, nothing. And so I shared that testimony on the radio program here as well as in our services. Well, this last Sunday we testified about a man in our church who was having some chest pains, went into the hospital while he was there, had a heart event that took place, and they got him fixed up again. No heart damage whatsoever. And is already cleared to go back to work. And so we are very, very thankful for that. And then our greatest testimony from this last weekend was that a family who had been praying for a loved one for a long, long time to give their heart to Jesus, Sunday morning, 3:15 of a morning, that person said, "Would you lead me in the sinner's prayer? Would you lead me into a relationship with Jesus?" And that is why we exist. So I want to encourage you, be with us Sunday, and let's see what God will do this coming week. I want to take you this morning. We're going to conclude our study on Hallowed Be Your Name, and we're going to be in John chapter 2, and we've been talking about several names that people had and regions had that reflected the nature of God. And in Luke chapter 1, there's a person's name there, and you know him for a different reason. But in verse number 57, it says, "Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zacharias. His mother answered and said, 'No, he shall be called John.' But they said, 'There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name.' So they made signs to his father what he would have him called, and when he asked for a writing tablet, wrote, saying, 'His name is John.'" And so I find this story fascinating, first of all, because of the arrogance of people. I don't know about you, but if I were Zacharias and Elizabeth, and I had waited for all of that length of time to have a baby. The people who are just there for the event do not get the privilege of naming my child. And I believe that we should that we should speak what God has spoken to us over our children. I believe that parents ought to be training up their children to know the reality of who God is, to know the reality of God's manifestation of his great love towards us. When this was going on, Elizabeth was looked upon as a failure because at this point in time, she had not brought forth a child. And I every time I mention this sort of relationship in a historical event, I want to bring it into a modern context, and that is this. I believe that it would be a great deal, let's see, how should I say this? It is a great blessing to be able to bring forth someone into spiritual life, not just into biological life. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful that all of my children have led people to the Lord. But, you know, that's what we want. So if you are out there and you're listening to this program, I believe that there is a tremendous need for spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers. And that is something that all of us could be. It is a horribly small percentage of the body of Christ that actually leads another person to salvation in Jesus Christ. And so you and I, we need to raise that percentage. We need to raise up that effort in our life. And so if you would, if you'd like to know more about that, I'd encourage you to come and visit us. If you do not have a church home, visit with us on Sunday morning at 10:30. It's going to be a great time. So there was so much. It wasn't just about naming a child in those days with, well, what do you want to name the child? It was about setting their destiny. It was about making a statement. And when I looked up what the meaning of the name John is, it's a contracted version of a longer name. But the name actually means this: God has been gracious. God has been gracious. And when this was happening, it was the answer to decades of prayer. It was something that there was a lot of poverty in the region. There was the oppression of the Roman government that was taking place. There were a lot of tangible external circumstances that were going on in the world that would make people try to forget that God was a gracious God. Gracious means that he has extended his favor. He was bestowing his favor. And in spite of what it looked like on the outside, God was pouring out his favor. The circumstances were going to change. And so I wanted to take a few minutes in this broadcast today to point out to you what this man John's name meant. It meant God has been gracious. And whatever you are going through in your life today, I want you to know that God has bestowed grace upon you. If you are in a saving relationship with Jesus where you've asked him to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, the only way that has taken place is by the grace, the unmerited favor of God being manifest in your heart and in my heart. Thank God for his unmerited favor. God's grace is him giving us something that we do not deserve. There is a huge cry that goes on, and people say, well, that's not fair. This is not fair. This is not fair. And, you know, I heard something. It wasn't in a church realm, but it was a funny humorous statement about something else in life, and that is this: life is not fair. Fair is where you go to eat greasy corn dogs and a lot of deep fried food and ride carnival rides. That's what a fair is. And I want you to know that in the spiritual realm, God has not been fair to us. He has been gracious to us. He has given us things that we do not deserve. If God were being fair to you and fair to me, then we would have died in our trespasses and sins. But instead, he opted for the law of love, the law of mercy, and the law of grace to manifest in your life and my life. And when it comes to us, again, it is not fair. It is God's grace, because he has made us joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Jesus never did one thing wrong, never was in rebellion, did exactly as he as the law would have prescribed. He walked in the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, and as such, he received tremendous recognition in the kingdom of God. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. If you were looking for a passage to turn to where we're going to end up next here as we complete our study on this today, we're going to be in Philippians chapter 2. But with all of his glorious success, then he bestows his mercy and his grace upon you and I. And the scripture says that we've been made joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That means that we have the same blessings, the same availability to the Father that Jesus has. And so I want you to know that's not fair. Today, anytime you hear the name John, anytime you hear the name Juan, anytime you hear John the Baptist mentioned, I want you to remember that God has been gracious. No matter what's going on in your workplace, no matter what's going on in the government, I want you to remember, I want you to make it a statement of faith. God has been gracious, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God will always be gracious to his children. And so, praise the Lord. Now, I want to close this study today, and I as you're turning to Philippians chapter 2, I'm turning over there as well. I do want to remind you that if you would like a copy of the resources that we have been sharing here on this study on the names of God, if you would contact us at 454-4263, I do want to apologize. This last week, we have had some phone issues. They are supposedly coming to fix those issues today, and so we will be very thankful about that. But if you would like a copy of these, there was some that have called in, but they did not leave us an address, and so we weren't able to send those out because we didn't have an address to send them to. So we would need your address or your email address where you would like to send them. We could forward them to you as an attachment without any issue whatsoever. So if you'd like to know more about the names of God, contact us at 454-4263. That's 454-4263. Or you could email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. And we would be happy to send you a copy of this absolutely free of charge. So we're in Philippians chapter 2. And I want to culminate this. You know, there are a couple of different ways you can go at a study like this. You can either start and you can go through it chronologically and you can discuss things that way. You can start at the most important and you can work towards what may seem to be less important. Or you can start and you can go and share and build up to the climax. Well, that's what I want to do today. I want to talk to you when it says in the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be your name. I want to talk to you about the last name, the greatest name of all. And in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, it says this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on the earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so here I want to talk to you today about the name of Jesus. And as we discussed in one of our earlier broadcasts from December the 3rd, it is a derivation. Jesus is a derivation of the Hebrew word Joshua or Jehoshua. The way that it was sung in a song many, many, many years ago was Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. And that word means God saves. God saves. And today, I just want to let you know that the name of Jesus is the name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, demons tremble. I want you to know that it is not just enough to believe in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, even the demons believe and they tremble. There needs to be, belief is not an intellectual assent to something. It is a lifestyle that is manifest because you believe in it. I am here proclaiming the word of God across these radio waves because I believe in the power of the word of God. I believe in the redemptive abilities of Jesus Christ, that there is no pit so deep that he cannot save you, that there is no addiction, no stronghold so fortified that he is not able to break that yoke off of your life. And so today, if you feel like you are in a hopeless situation, first of all, I want to remind you about John, who was the forerunner of Jesus. He was the person who came to prepare the way for Jesus. And everybody in, or a lot of the society that we live in wants to talk about how disconnected God is and how mean God is and how rigid God is. But today I want to disarm that by telling you that God is gracious, that God is gracious. There are some who would believe that God is just looking for you to mess up so that he can smack you into hell. And I want you to know that that is not the heart of God. That is not the heart of God. He sent his son Jesus because he is in the salvation business. He saves us from our sins. He saves us from our sins. And in fact, the reality is, you and I had already messed up so bad that if he didn't want to forgive us, he wouldn't have had to have done anything. All he would have had to have done was withdrawn his hand, and we were on the train. We had already chosen the train that we were going in the wrong way on Sunday. I told a story about when I was in high school, in between my 9th and 10th year. We moved, and that meant we moved from junior high school, which went up to 9th grade, to the high school. And suddenly I found myself riding a bus. And so I asked, I said, well, where do I need to be? What time do I need to be there in order to catch the bus? And they told me, and I went there, and a bus showed up, and I got on the bus, and I looked around, and there were absolutely no people on that bus that I had gone to school with. It was back in a time where busing was just getting going. We had a magnet school in the town that I grew up in. I was in the right place. I was at the wrong time. But when I got on the bus at exactly the right time I was supposed to be there, I looked around and I said, you know what? I don't recognize any of these people. So I got up and I asked the driver, I said this, what is the destination? What school is this bus going to? And he told me what school it was going to. It was going to a high school, but it wasn't going to the high school I was supposed to be at. And everybody's saying, well, you need to go. And I want you to know, I went back to the same bus stop. They told me to keep going back there, and my bus would show up. And guess what? That bus did not show up anymore. I literally had to get off of the bus that was going to a destination I wasn't intended to go to, and I had to I had to go end up going to a different bus stop to get on the bus station. They only missed it by a solid mile. When I got on that bus, I recognized the people. I ended up at the destination. Today, if you look around and you don't see the things in your life that you thought you should be seeing, if you don't see the peace and the joy and the blessing and the healing and the presence of the Lord in your life, why don't you get up and examine the situation and saying, am I on the right bus? Am I headed to the right destination? And if not, today, would you say, God, would you stop this bus? I want to get off. I want to ask you to save me. I want you to put me on the right vehicle to get me to the path that you want me. God, would you save me today? Would you put me on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, the name of Jesus, the name is above every name. And so it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, there's another passage in Romans chapter 14, verse number 11. It says something similar. It says, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to Jesus Christ. In Philippians, it says should bow. And those two words are related, but there's a little bit of a different implication. One says it's the right thing to do. It should happen. It should happen that every knee bow and acknowledge the lordship and the royalty and the majesty of Jesus Christ, that every tongue should confess that he is Lord. But there in Romans chapter 14, it says every knee shall bow. And that takes away all of the ambiguity. One day your knee will bow. One day my knee will bow. One day my tongue is going to confess and your tongue is going to confess. It is going to happen. The question is it going to be voluntary or is it going to be compulsory? Is it going to be something that we do because we have chosen to accept Jesus' gracious offer of salvation? Or is it going to be something that we are going to be doing mandated after it's too late to change where our bus is headed? Let's go into the weekend today, if you've never prayed the sinner's prayer, can I ask you to do what that nearly 90-year-old lady did last Sunday morning in the middle of the night? Would you just repeat this prayer with me? Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that you are a gracious God. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. God, I want to thank you that you sent Jesus to pay the price for my sins, to save me from my sins. Today, I bow my knee. Today, I use my tongue to confess that Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. His name is above every name in my life. I recognize you. We'll see you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more.
And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more.